Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Jeremiah Duncan of Funeral at Sea. He's got a brand new single out. It is called Never Enough, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Jeremiah, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here. How are you doing? What's going on?
Thank you, first off, for having me here. I really appreciate it. Just trying to, it's a little brisk today in Kentucky, but I still was able to get outside and enjoy the weather a little bit. So just trying
Nice.
to hopefully usher in some spring and summer weather here, you
I
know?
think we're right around the corner, so
Yeah.
it's almost there.
Well, in
What's
Kentucky, we always have a false spring. So we think we've made it and then it gets cold again. So like
And then
it's,
you go into it.
yeah, so they tricked us, but we're back in the cold again. So we're hopefully this will be the end of it.
Gotta get over that hump. Almost
Oh
there.
yeah.
So you've got this new song out, and like I said before we started recording, I love it, man. It's so
Thank
emotional.
you.
It's so raw and intimate. And, you know, it's tough because me as a person, like, I can interpret lyrics one way, but it's
Sure.
always best to hear what it's about from the person who wrote
Yeah.
the song. So I'd love to
Absolutely.
hear, like, what inspired this one and what's it all about.
Sure. Thank you for the kind words about the
Of
song too.
course.
Yeah, that's one thing that I really try to convey in my acoustic music is, like you said, real raw and just heartfelt. And
Yeah.
it's I literally have my acoustic hanging up on my wall in my living
Awesome.
room because it's my outlet for just
Yeah.
to get stuff off my chest and then helps me be able to write and focus on things like that. So Never Enough is actually a song about a divorce that I went through. It was just a really tough time, as you could probably tell by the lyrics.
Yeah.
And
I get
just no
it.
matter what I felt like no matter how much I tried to give, it just was just kept falling short, you know? And, you know, it's just one of those things where sometimes things aren't meant to work out and that's okay. That's kind of the ending of the song too, is I'm doing the best that I can, you know.
Right.
So it's, you know, as long as you're trying to improve yourself, improve your situation and not hurt anybody, you know.
No, I
And it
totally understand.
yeah, you may not feel like you're worth anything, but you still have value. So to be able to get those things out of me and get them onto paper and be able to sing it, and you know, a lot of people have said, man, this one hits home. You know, I felt like
Yeah.
I haven't just really amounted to much, but you know, I'm doing the best I can. I said, yeah, that's
No,
all
man,
you can, you
it's
know?
super relatable for those that have gone through that situation. But
Sure.
even those that have gone through like painful breakups, they didn't have to be
Absolutely.
married. Like it's something that
Yeah.
you can kind of dig into and apply to your own life. But I
Yeah.
even find that there's a ton of like resilience and hopefulness towards the end of the song, towards like
Yeah.
moving past it onto a better future. You know,
Sure.
hopefully there were good times, but I don't know, man. It's like, I think that's kind of the hard part with songwriting is it's like people don't know you. Like people that
Yeah.
listen to the song, like if it continues to get listened to, they have no idea who you are as a person.
Sure.
They don't
Absolutely.
know that this is a real situation. So like for
Yeah.
you and the actual process of writing the song, did it ever feel like not necessarily writing in a diary or something like that, but just like
Well,
that the weight kind of got lifted off of you in a way?
absolutely. Actually, I'm a big believer in journaling. So,
Yeah, there you
you know,
go.
in therapy, I think mental health is very, very important.
Of
So
course.
for me, being able to jot in my journal, you know, today sucked. You know, I had a rough day, you
Right.
know,
I
whatever the
get
case
it.
may
Yeah,
be,
yeah,
put it
yeah.
down on paper, get it off my chest, talk to my therapist, you know, whatever the case may be. But yeah, especially through music, being able to let go of that stuff. And, you know, if, honestly, when I first started writing a lot of my songs that are on the album and everything, the intent wasn't to be like, hey, I hope people like these, you know.
Sure.
That's just kind of like a bonus byproduct. It's just more I had to
100%.
get this stuff off my chest, you know.
Right.
And in fact, I played a show. I guess I just don't, I mean, I understand it's emotional because obviously I was emotional when I wrote it, but
Yeah.
I don't really think about it connecting to people how it connected to me. So even last week I had a show here in Lexington and some guy came up to me afterwards, was like, I was just bawling after your
Yeah,
show.
man.
It really hit me. I'm like, dang, okay. You know,
No,
so, you know.
that's the cool thing though, is like you're gonna
Yeah.
play to people that don't know who you are, and obviously like the songs mean so much to you because you're the
Sure.
one that put pen to paper, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, you're putting out a message there that if people resonate with it, they kind of become fans for life, because it's like you get them, they get you, and it's that weird bond at the same
Absolutely.
time.
Well, and I've played in multiple different genres of bands, but for
Sure.
me, the acoustic setting is just so vulnerable and just so open. And just to for me to be on stage with just my acoustic and not a backing track, not a click, nothing, just me in the acoustic, and it's just bearing my heart for people.
Right. I'm actually really happy you brought that up, because I had that in my notes here. Was like, I think the song, for me at least, I don't know if it could work in a non-acoustic way, because it feels so raw and open, and it's like you're singing directly to the person. You're not like, you know, this is a one that is just like, hey, everyone, like you're casting a wide net. When you write, obviously, you said you've been in different genres. When you write, do the lyrics and the message have to match the tone of the song?
Not necessarily. A lot of, for me, I know everybody's a little bit different. When I write music, I'll usually write the music first. And so normally, like once I kind of get a riff down and I'm kind of, you know, kind of hashing out verse, chorus, bridge, whatever the case may be, it just kind of naturally, like stuff just starts to flow in my head, especially I usually start with the chorus because I want something that kind of resonates and sticks. And then I just build from there. So sometimes I guess inadvertently, yes, it kind of does match music, you know, because I'm playing something ultra slow. Obviously, it's not going to be about, you know, going to the playground and like having a party, you know? So, but so, I mean, I guess inadvertently, yes, I do kind of write it like that. So
nice. In terms of actually making the song, like how do you record? How was this song recorded?
So there's several songs. I'm on all streaming platforms under Funeral at Sea. There's several songs that I just actually recorded on Bandcamp.
Oh, nice.
Released on Bandcamp as well. But I recorded on GarageBand here at the house.
Got it.
And just, you know, because again, that's kind of really what I wanted to do, was just the real raw emotion and just.
Totally.
You know, I wanted to be able to make somebody close their eyes and think I'm just sitting in the room with them playing.
If that was the intention, you 100% nailed it. I'm serious.
Well, and that's I appreciate that, because the single that I just dropped, Never Enough, I re-recorded it. And the album, I actually went to a studio and recorded. And I'm like, how do I tell this guy not to overproduce me?
Right. Okay. And I promise that was also in my notes, because I think a song like this, super crisp production with all the gimmicky novelty stuff, would like detract from what the song is about. Because like you said, it's like you're singing to someone in the room, you know what I mean? And that's this kind of music that it's like, if it doesn't have that feeling, I don't feel like it fully hits where it needs to hit.
Absolutely.
And I think it also goes to show, it's like, you know, a lot of independent artists listen and watch these, and they're always striving towards the next big thing of like, I need to get in the studio, I need to work with the best producers. But you can put out amazing music on GarageBand, an app that comes with your computer. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't
especially if you want bare bones, you know, just real raw. Absolutely. And that's why I was scared to take this album that I'm getting ready to release. It's at the pressing plant right now. So
nice.
Should be back, I think, the first week of May. And so I think that's when we're going to drop it on all streaming platforms as well. But it's called The Curse of the Commonwealth is what the name of the album is.
Nice.
So, but yeah, when I went to the studio, I'm like, I don't want a lot of overproduction. Just, I do want to do the vocals separate from the guitar.
Sure.
I don't want to play them live, because I want to be able to focus on one or the other.
Of course.
But that's about the only studio-ish thing that I did, was separate those two. Other than that, I just got up, played. He put a few mics around the room. We also plugged in direct so we can kind of get a mix. And then, just did vocals straight. I mean,
that's
honestly,
awesome,
I knocked
man.
It out in one day. So, and that's 10 tracks.
I believe that. Yeah, you got to plan before you get in there. Studio time isn't cheap.
Yeah, you and you're like practicing.
Right, yeah. You got to have the vision before you get in there.
Absolutely.
Well, so you've got this new record coming out, and we don't need to get super into it, because I want to keep the focus. But I also want to know, like, is there going to be, you know, some diversity in the sound? Are we going to hear some more experimentation from you?
It's pretty par for the course as far as like Never Enough, you know, and just straightforward acoustic stuff. Now, I did like one thing that I, as a musician, try to push myself to do as far as like acoustics is dynamics. So that's one thing that even the producer was like, you're really good at, like, you know, like I try to get soft and then loud at times. And
yeah,
that's just, you know, that's not volume control. It's just me playing that way, you know, in order to kind of pull the emotions
right.
of.
That's the experience speaking right there. Totally.
So, I mean, I think it definitely translated a lot. Now there is a intro track on there where it just it's like a instrumental and it's kind of experimental-ish. In fact, like I used some clips of some like Hindu chanting over top of it and everything.
Oh, cool.
So I kind of like mixed a little stuff in there just to kind of set the tone for the record. So
nice. Are there like a handful of either artists or bands that you kind of channeled while you were making this record?
Honestly, a couple of them, I'd say it's kind of funny because it kind of runs the gamut. Cause I love like Delta blues, like old school blues.
Sure.
And like my music sounds nothing like that. But the thing that I love is when you put on one of those records, it's just so raw with like the acoustic and the recording. You can hear their foot tapping.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's just like that emotion is like, how do I harness that? But like make it what I'm playing,
100%.
You know, and then just also really focused on songwriting as far as lyrics and such. I mean, I hate Dashboard Confessionals, probably.
Yeah.
It's pretty influential. I mean, Chris Cobb is an amazing lyricist and, you know, he's obviously done well for himself. And then Front Porch Step is another one. They're from Ohio. He's from Ohio.
Sure.
But some of his early stuff was really helped me get through some of my hard times too. So it really hit home, you know. And I mean, I'd kind of, you know, of course, everybody wants to sound like themselves, but, you know, I'm sure like a nod to all those type of people over the years. Bob Dylan, you know,
man.
The acoustic, you know.
Right. But
You know,
there's definitely a vibe that comes through in this song, and it goes back to talking about that super polished production.
Yeah.
For me, obviously, like when I listen to a record, I have to be in the right headspace to experience it from start to finish. I got to have my nicest pair of headphones on so I can hear the subtleties. And something you said really stood out to me. Like, I want to hear the foot taps on the song.
Yeah.
When you polish that production and you take it out, it feels less human. It feels not quite robotic, but it feels like, this is like a super high quality studio production without heart in it. I want to feel like I'm in the room. And in this song, and I'm sure the others, that's exactly what I want to feel. So knowing that there's a whole record of that coming, that's me really excited for whatever's going to come.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Totally.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
As far as the other songs go, were they written in a similar way as far as like music first, then lyrics?
Yeah, they definitely were. Like a lot of those are just kind of things where, you know, I kind of had a riff, and some of them are actually maybe like an older riff that I had years ago that I'd actually forgotten about and found an old cassette or a recording of like, oh crap, I forgot about this riff. And, you know, bringing it back and kind of revitalizing it. And obviously it was important enough to me back then to record it. So I think it should hold space, you know, on the album, but especially lyric wise too, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Love lost, you know, but also powering through, losing friends, growing over friendships, and, you know, out of that, as well as, you know, just life being difficult at times, but, you know, you'll get through it and survive.
Yeah. No, that's what it's all about. Do you have any plans to, you know, play more live shows, even maybe something like an album release party or anything that works on that end?
Absolutely. Like I said, I think it was last week that the pressing company got back to me about the release date. So now that I know that maybe shoot for mid-May here in Lexington, we'll probably have a release party.
Nice.
I've actually got a trying to plan a little mini tour right now with some guys from California. So
nice.
There's a guy from California and a guy from St. Louis. We're gonna do like a little acoustic tour.
That would
so
be
we're
amazing.
trying to yeah we're definitely trying to branch out and try to, you know, connect with playing more shows and so forth. So
very cool. All right, one last question on the topic of this record. Are there a handful of songs that you're most excited for people to hear, ones that are unreleased?
Yes, actually there's so all the songs have been recorded at some point and been released on like SoundCloud or something like that.
Sure.
For me, just to basically so I don't forget, you know, how they're written half the time, you know,
right.
I mean, just to be honest. But there's a few of them that I've never seen Spotify or any of the streaming platforms.
Sure.
And those ones are the ones that I'm pretty excited about. There's one that's called Failure is a Part of Life. That one's I really like that one, just the way the chorus is, and it's just kind of a drony one that's kind of get lost in the song that I really like. And then there's also a couple songs called Monster Mash, and then there's another one that's called Game Over that are basically about struggling with your identity as far as maybe your spirituality and things like that. So
nice.
And those ones too are kind of, you know, they're just right in the pocket, and the chorus is catchy and, you know, mid-tempo song. So
nice.
I'm pretty excited about people hearing those. I may try to drop another single maybe next month.
Totally.
Just to kind of keep pulling people to the
That's what it's all about.
So yeah.
Nice. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of variety on this record in terms
yes,
of messaging
is, yeah.
and stuff like that. It's not a full-on breakup album, so that's
no.
Totally
But
fine.
Yeah, I mean, you may still need a therapist after it, but it's fine. So
you know what? That's okay. If that, hey, listen, that's important. If it moves people to do that because of your music,
well,
then
that's true.
You've touched
That's
somebody,
true.
And I think that's a good thing.
I think there's a place for depressing music, though. You know, so
absolutely. Oh, there's always a place for depressing music. So it sounds like the record is slated for mid-May. What is the plan for the rest of the year? Are you the type of artist that, you know, is always working towards the next thing? Like,
oh, yeah.
what's, you know, what's the general outline of 2024?
So I've already got the ideas rolling for the next project, of course.
Of course.
So what I want to do after this is actually release a album that I just record here at the house. And
Nice.
kind of do a play on words called The Bedroom Covers.
Sweet.
Because I'm just going to probably drop maybe 6 cover songs.
Awesome.
And, you know, just do people that have influenced me, you know, like Counting Crows and, you know, stuff like that. You know, just maybe more 90s stuff. And I mean, Get Up Kids, some of the punk stuff, even
Sure.
Descendants that have really helped me grow as a musician. But try to do acoustic, my style covers of them, maybe drop 5 or 6 songs, just a little EP. I'll
Sweet.
probably end up dropping it on cassette too, just so it's available, you know.
Awesome. Listen, hey, cassettes are popular somehow
I know.
again. So give
And
the
they're
people what
cheaper
they
to
want.
make, so
Yeah,
I'm fine
much
with that.
cheaper. Much cheaper. Couple more questions for you. Are there
No.
any personal goals that you're working on this year? Obviously, you've gone through this, I guess, traumatic event. And so, yeah, what are like some personal goals that you'd like to hit for yourself this year?
So for this year, I've actually, people wonder how I get any rest, because I'm kind of an entrepreneur, so to speak. So
Sure.
I do Funeral at Sea, my acoustic stuff. I definitely want to get out there more, because it used to just be the bedroom thing. Then I'd throw a few things up on Spotify or whatever. I would like to get out and play more, especially kind of flabbergasted how positive the response has been, like with the live shows and stuff. So I definitely want to get out more with that. I also play in a punk band called Small Steps.
Sweet.
And we tour quite a bit. We play at a bunch. I think we're going to go head back into the studio here in a few, maybe in about a month or so.
Sweet.
And then, I actually started a record label, and that's who's putting out my vinyl. So
there you go.
so
Okay, so
yeah,
you're a busy guy.
Yeah. And,
Damn.
you
All
know, and
right.
then with kids and, you know, regular work, and I have a screen printing business too. So
Oh, geez.
It's, people are like, how many hours do you sleep a day? And I'm like, it's
What
not
is
important.
sleep? Sleep.
Yeah.
I
You
don't
sleep
even
when
know
you're
that
dead.
word. Sleep when you're dead. Hey, listen, you're doing as long as you're happy. That's
Yep.
really all that matters.
Yeah.
My last one for you here is, it's basically for the person that is going to discover you and your music from this interview. What is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen for the first time?
I would say that, you know, no matter what you go through in life, there's always the other side is always brighter. Even though I went through a bunch of traumatic stuff and I'm able to give you music and pour my heart out, like, just know that I'm super thankful that I went through all that junk, because it's made me a better person. It's made
Sweet.
me find who I truly am and who my friends truly are. And, you know, just know that no matter what you're going through in life, that you will make it out. You will be stronger on the other side. And hopefully my music will help you, you know, and you'll enjoy it and know that there is positivity. Or if you've already went through this and know that it's better on the other side, then you feel me and you can
There you
listen to the
go.
music and enjoy. So, yeah.
Hey, that was a great answer. Listen, Jeremiah, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, but please let me plug your music before we wrap
Thank
up
you.
here. So for everyone out there, the band is called Funeral at Sea. The song is called Never Enough. And of course, we'll have the links in our article and everywhere else so that you can listen and share and follow along. And obviously, there's so much more music in the work, so stay tuned. I'm excited for it. I'm going through some stuff right now, and this song really hit home for me. So I appreciate you putting it out. It kind of came out for me at the perfect time.
Good, good.
I want to, again, thank you so much for taking the time, and I hope to speak again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.